Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a fantastic show today. A show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow prosperity right now, because you're sick and tired of getting the same old crap advice of saving for 30 or 40 years, paying off all your debt, only to live on, at best, a mediocre return. And you want something different. You want that prosperity and the cash flow today while you're alive, not when you're dead, not someday, but right now. And I'm excited to have you guys on because you're not just here for your own comfort and convenience, but because you're here for a bigger purpose. You know that as you're blessed, you can bless more lives around you by creating a ripple effect in their lives. And that's why I'm here to create a ripple effect in yours too. And man, I'm excited that you guys have been joining us. You guys have been sharing. And again, you know, I love just seeing the numbers grow each and every week and month. And it's amazing just to see how this has really been very organic. I haven't put any money into advertising and growing this, and you guys have been fantastic, and you are the big reason why I love what I do and I keep doing what I'm doing every day. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of your life. Here's a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Great stuff on there as well too. All right, so today I want to talk about like what investments are out there, right? Because so many people ask me, and they're varying. I mean, some of you get it. Like you've listened to other podcasts, you've been listening to other investment podcasts, hearing what they offer, right? Or what they talk about. You know, and I'll talk about many of those different things and try to bring a whole bigger perspective in there, not just one type of investment, but several types. And even my own clients will say, okay, Chris, well, what's out there? Like what's available? And the truth is there's so much out there. There's so much available. It can actually create scarcity in what's there. It's funny because so many people will say, Chris, you know, this seems like it's too good to be true. I've never heard of this stuff being available out there. If it's such a good thing, why aren't more people doing it, Chris? And I love to say, well, when did you ever become the expert at everything? When did the world become an expert at anything at all? You know, just today I was on with a client and we've been working together for months and I brought up another strategy to help them reduce their taxes, especially now that they're entering retirement. And the wife kind of paused and said, Chris, I got to stop you there. Is it okay if I just tell you I'm totally clueless to all this? Like, I don't even know what you just said. You just talked about this five-year rule with Roth IRAs, and you talked about the strategy of donating to the government and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's brand new to me. Like, I'm like, well, great, because most of the rest of the world would never get this stuff anyways. In fact, I guarantee you, you talk to any financial advisor, and most of them had never even heard of these things. So maybe some, but most of the stuff, they've never heard of because they don't sell it. They don't offer it. It's not even on their radar. It's not a part of it. In fact, the funny thing is they're actually going to meet with their accountant, said, hey, meet with this financial advisory firm that's in our group. We'll do it as a free, you know, pro bono thing. So check it out. And they're already pretty excited just thinking, all right, what kind of stuff are they going to offer? Because they're going to see all these different investments they have and realize that they probably have, if they even have an opinion, it's probably going to be more like, oh, you should not do that. That seems risky. You know, I've never heard of that, you know, all those kind of things. Or they might just say, yeah, if they're really honest with themselves, sorry, I don't have anything to do better than that. You know, you're diversifying, you're doing all this kind of stuff. I've got more stuff you can diversify into if you want to, but that's pretty much the most honest advisors will say something like that. And so I want to talk about these different investments that are out there because I want you to know that, you know, just even a few, not even all of them, right? Just a few in each category. I'm going to break them up in three categories. Active investments, semi-active investments or semi-passive investments, and then passive investments. And so I'm going to go kind of through a quick list here just to give you an idea of what's out there. I'm not saying that you do all of these things or even even any of these things. Again, this is not a recommendation at all. This, you know, as a disclaimer, this is just purely educational to let you know that there is a whole world out there of alternative investments, which are not the mainstream. And that's good because the mainstream doesn't work. And in fact, before I even jump into this, I want you to understand that mainstream mutual funds, for example, don't do well. For example, if you look at the S&P 500, and I just marked this out just a day or two ago, look in the S&P 500 for the last 30 years, from 1989 to 2019. If you look at the real actual return of the S&P 500, which, by the way, even if you have an S&P 500 fund, which does outperform most other mutual funds, even then, because you've got expenses and other things that come out, you usually won't even get this kind of return. But the average, the real actual yield that averages per year, you put into a calculator and make it work, you'll find out that the average rate of return was about 7.42, 7.43% over the last 30 years. Last 20 years is a little over 4.2%. So from 99 to 2019, it's only been 4.2. Last 30 years is more like the historical average, which has been closer to about 7.5 or just under right now. Now, guys, understand this, that's not awesome, because if you even have a half of a percent in expenses, which you probably have more than that, but let's just say it's only a half percent of expenses that are coming out of that fund, that means you're making 7%. If it's 1%, which is closer to the average, some of you are more, some are closer. If it's 401k stuff, you're making more like maybe 1 to 2% you're paying in fees there. That means you're making around 6.5%, right? Or less. And that's the return. If you put that into a calculator with what you're putting money in, you're putting money into these mutual funds, whether it be normal mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks, whatever it might be, you'll probably notice that at a 6.5% average, you're not going to do too well, especially if you're not supposed to pull out more than 2 or 3% down the road. And especially if you consider inflation as a part of that, you're not really guaranteed to do much. I mean, I ran numbers before and I put it on my blog, on my website. You know, if you want to retire in 30 years, you know, you got to put away about $8,800 a month to have a middle-class lifestyle of roughly about $60,000, $70,000 a year. Guys, that's not a lot. That's a lot to save for not a lot of benefit, right? If you want to retire in 20 years, you can be putting away more than $10,000 a month. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so this is why guys like me and even other guests I bring on the show, we look at mutual funds and say, ugh, this is gross. This is disgusting, right? This is not good. This is not giving you any sort of hope. So you've got to be looking at other things. There's got to be something else you can do to build wealth. Otherwise, you're doing like what the other people are doing right now, which is hoping and praying that the government's going to take care of you, which, one, I don't really trust the government can take care of us. And then two, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to feel like you're a victim and that you're at the whim of whatever the government allows for your life? That is not being a hero of your story. That's being a victim. And so I'm not a big fan of that. So let's talk about these other investments you could be doing. And again, I know some of you guys know this stuff, but I'm just going to go through and hit some of these key things. So starting with active investments. Now, these are investments that aren't going to take time and attention. You know, this is something that if you're maxed out on your work schedule, these are not the types of investments you want to do. The good thing about them is that you can make a lot more money than doing passive investments, because you are the one making the return rather than usually having a middleman in between you. At the same time, if you're maxed out on your time and everything you've got, this is probably not going to be what you want. So it just depends. If you got some free time, this could be a great way to create wealth quickly. So active investments can include, and we're talking about, you know, this could be real estate, this could be in other places, but specifically, I want to start with real estate because that's where a lot of the active investments are. You've got things like wholesaling, you know, where you become the middleman. You become essentially the person that buys a property at wholesale and then retails it, and you make the difference, right? You make the spread. It's also, you know, dealing with flipping and turning, you know, doing that kind of stuff, right? You know, often flipping is a part of that strategy. So fix and flip is another strategy besides wholesaling. You could be the one that does fix and flip where you actually are putting the money down. You know, wholesaling, you're more acting like a broker, where with fixing and flipping, you're flipping it, hoping to buy it cheap. You fix it up, and then you hope to sell it for a higher price. Again, now this is high risk stuff if you don't know what you're doing. So instead of people say, hey, this is high risk or it's risky, It can be. Active investing can be very risky if you don't know what you're doing. Education is going to be the number one thing to minimize your risk in this kind of scenario. There's also, you know, I had Mark Podolsky on our show before, you know, leasing land, doing land leases. This is another great example of something that can actually require very little cash out of pocket, but you can create good passive income from it. The thing is, it's not totally passive because you do a lot of the legwork to negotiate and create terms. Seller financing could also be added to this type of strategy as well, which can also be great. In fact, I'm about to have a guy on our show that is a master of seller financing. And so there's all kinds of things you can do with that. But land leasing, you know, leasing out land and creating cash flow from land, raw land, can be awesome. There's also businesses or franchises. Now, this is not real estate based, you know, businesses and franchises, right? This is something that you can create some income from, but do not think for a second that, you know, you go and buy a McDonald's or whatever it might be and that you do nothing. Even in their university, that one, you have to go to a university that they have there in Illinois. Two, you know, on top of that, you're also a lot of times going without a check for a while. And you're probably going to be doing a lot of the managerial type tasks or the owning type tasks up front before you get paid anything. But I'll tell you from my own personal experience, having a business myself with Money Ripples, business can be a very profitable place to create residual or even passive streams of income eventually, but it does require some active investing up front into it. But yeah, that's a great example right there. Storage units is another one. I'm about to have a guy on our show, Scott Myers, you know, that's going to be on the show. That's a master at doing things with storage units. Storage units are a great place, but there are some passive things with that, but there's also a lot of active investing when it comes to storage space, but that's something that can definitely be done. Airbnbs, you know, doing short-term rentals, whether you're doing through Airbnb, VRBO, or whatever tool you use, those ones, you know, doing rentals rather than just renting to long-term renters, you know, you could be renting to people for a matter of a few days up to months at a time. And this could also include corporate renting where you rent to corporate clients where companies will bring in people, you know, maybe temporary jobs or people that are looking to they're kind of commuting in a sense for now. Maybe looking to move, or they're just commuting temporarily. This can be a great way to create some additional income above and beyond what you get from a long-term renter. You can make much more profit. But that being said, again, anybody I know that's done Airbnb rentals will also tell you this is still an active investment. This is something that even with the right managers and the team around you, you're still actively managing this. There's a lot of work that can still go into it. And on and on. So, I mean, those are the active type of investments. And often I'll bring guests on the show that talk about these things, right? And so we'll just stop at that. There's more, but I'll just stop there. Semi-passive. So now I'm working kind of a little less in there. Semi-passive or semi-active, depending on how you want to look at it. There's really one thing I'll throw in this category, and that's turnkey real estate. Now, we've talked about turnkey real estate on our show before. This is where you put a lot of the work into buying the property. You know, you may not even have to find the property. The cool thing is if you have the right connections, like people I've had on the show or connections I have with my clients, you know, there's people who'll say, hey, we've got plenty of inventory, pick and choose. It's like your buffet line, you know, pick and choose what properties you want. Looks like you have a pretty good ROI and you feel comfortable with it. And then we'll help you buy it. And they'll help you through the whole process of purchasing it. They'll give you a property manager. That's a lot of times the turnkey providers are the property managers. They'll be the ones taking care of it for you. They'll help you get the financing on it and everything else. All you've got to do is make sure you can buy it, you know, and that's the hardest part is going through the buying purchasing process and all the paperwork that might be involved in buying a home, just like you might've bought your own home. Now, the cool thing is that once that's done, for the most part, you're not doing a whole lot because you have property managers. You're not having to, you know, repair toilets. You're not the one that's having to find renters. They're already done for you, right? So it's a great way of having kind of a done-for-you real estate model. At the same time, things can come up. You could have issues with toilets. Well, you may not have issues with toilets, but there might be bigger issues, right? There could be issues where it's something like your air conditioning or heater could go out with that place. You know, there could be foundation issues. There could be issues with the home itself, or there could be vacancies. Maybe you have to evict a tenant, and maybe you don't deal with the whole eviction process, but you might be dealing with paying your mortgage payments on that property while you're trying to get a new renter and get the other people evicted. So those things can happen, and it can feel like you're becoming a little more actively involved. Even though there's a property manager there, you still have to manage the property manager. I think personally for me, I love doing turnkey real estate investing. I think it's awesome. I think it's, in comparison to what I used to do with real estate investing, very hands-off. I think it's awesome. I think it's great. But you got to know that there's still, it's not just, you know, lack of a better word, it's not like La La Land where everything works out perfectly. Like there can be issues and problems. So I put this in like that semi-active, semi-passive type category where there is a little bit of involvement, but it is very much hands-off, especially after you buy the property. Now moving to the passive, now these are things that really you're, instead of trading time and energy like you do more at the active investing, now you're just trading money. Now, just to understand, when you trade money to earn some money, and the less you put time and energy into it, the less returns you get. I mean, really, as you move up that scale of active investing, you have higher potential for returns, much higher wealth creation probabilities. Passive side, it's not as high, but still compared to what you get from mutual funds, it looks like a dream come true. So things would be lending. It could be short-term lending or long-term lending. You know, this might be lending where, for example, you're doing short-term where somebody just needs a loan for 3 months while they're selling a property. They just need to have it purchased. And then they turn around and sell it a few months later and you get your cash back with some interest. This could also be personal lending. I mean, you could be lending, you know, there's times I've lent to people and charged an interest rate. I had one person said, I'll pay you 5% a month. I said, sounds great to me. I'll take 5% a month on a short-term basis. Now, long-term, I would hope that they wouldn't try to pay that. I mean, that's like loan shark rates. But for them, 5% was more than fair. In fact, that was their offer. So, hey, you lend them 10,000 bucks, you make at least 500 bucks a month until they pay you back in full. You know, that's kind of, you know, things you can do. Long-term lending could be things like 1, 3, 5 years or more of lending. I personally don't like to go beyond 3 to 5 years usually, but there are some deals that might be worthwhile. You know, you may not mind it being long-term because you know that you can keep getting paid. But there's tons of things where you become the bank. Now, you probably wonder, why would people pay you? Well, it's because people don't want to deal with banks. Banks can be messy. There's a lot of hoops jumped through. Where sometimes to be able to get money from investors, it can be quick and easy, and there's not a lot of strings attached. You know, there's, you know, investors, you can kind of partner with them, where banks, they declare the rules. When you have investors, you can kind of partner up to do the rules together. And so you can negotiate and figure out what's a win-win for everybody. So it's a very common thing you'll see out there. And in fact, I've had people, I've even advertised on this show. I've even advertised, you know, had sponsors that were lend, essentially you would lend them money. They would pay you a return. Maybe it's some pay might 6 or 8%. Others might pay 10 or 12%. And some will even let you share in the profits while other ones won't, you know, depending on what it is. Usually they'll pay higher rates if you don't share in the profits. Others will pay you a little bit lower rate while you're in it, but maybe on the back end, they pay you more, right? So there's, you know, other things that you can get from that. You know, other passive things I brought up before, you know, a year ago, or about almost now going on almost a year and a half, I had a guest on my show, Bailey Stewart, where we talked about using, using other people's credit. Either one, to help boost your own credit, or two, if you have credit cards that you've paid off or really close to being paid off, they're with under 10% of their limits, you could actually earn cash flow by having people be on your credit cards. You know, and that one, you know, it's, people think, oh, that's crazy. Yeah, it's true. People will do it. I've been paid several hundred dollars over the last year or so just by letting people become authorized users on my credit card. They can't use my credit card necessarily because the credit card's sent to me, not to them. But it's still that credit history from that one card shows up on their credit history, helping to boost their credit score. Not to take them from a bad credit score to a good one, but to boost them up even just a matter of 10, 20, 30 plus points in 1 month. And if they could do that, the great thing is that can get them a much better interest rate on mortgages and things like that, that can save them money and they're willing to pay you for that. And so that's another thing that, of course, I mentioned before on this show, that's a possibility. Another one that's kind of come up on the show before is syndications. Now, syndications usually are dealing with people that are accredited investors where you make at least usually as a couple $300,000 a year, or you have at least $1 million in net worth, not including your home. Now that being said, sometimes syndications could be awesome. Now syndications usually are, you're going to bigger deals. They usually are like multifamily apartment type deals. It could be into farms, you know, things like that. You know, I've had a guy like Lane Kawaoka on the show before, where he actually has non-accredited investor options too. And so there's different accredited investor options or non-accredited investor options you can have. Usually this is for those that are accredited investors that meet those financial guidelines. But again, kind of like the lending scenario, but these are usually more like partnerships where you have more ownership in a scenario. I mentioned funds, I mentioned we had like AHP on here before and things like that. Big Mike, I had him on here before where he's got an actual fund that's invested in different types of real estate investments. So if you remember Mike Zlotnick that was on this show a few months back, that's exactly what he does. He does something that's very similar to a mutual fund, but it's actually more based in alternative investments and can make a much better return. There's also senior living. We talked about that on the show before. We had Brandon on the show where he talked about his senior living investments. And we talked about how that can be an option. That can be an active investment if you want to get more into it yourself, or it can become passive if you become more the investor with the money and the capital, right? There's also things like oil and gas, oil syndications. I brought this up before. Oil can be great. One of my clients, they just threw in some money into an oil deal because they knew that they get a 100% write-off this year when they invest in that oil fund. So the cool thing is they don't necessarily get paid quickly right off the bat. There's more of the tax benefit in that first year. But after that first year, there's more payouts and returns and things like that. And usually, especially when one particular fund that we offer with my clients, they'll even get out within maybe about 3 to 4 years and get their money back and some returns too. So kind of a cool strategy, especially if you've got IRA money you want to get out of the IRA. And you can either, you can convert it to a Roth, or maybe you go over here and say, hey, let's put it over here. I got to pay tax on the IRA, but because I get 100% write-off, I don't have to pay taxes at all. And you get to write off that money and then invest it and make some returns. And then in the meantime, after a few years, you get that money back and you're like, cool, I just got that money out tax-free, and on and on. And so, that's the thing, guys, is that really when we look at overall, most of the types of investments that I'm looking at with my one-on-one clients we're considering are usually going to be in the ballpark of doing some sort of real estate investment. We even have talked about manufactured homes, doing things with that and getting great cash on cash return off that kind of stuff. Could be turnkey real estate, whether it be in single family homes, multifamily, like I mentioned, the manufactured homes. It could be funds or syndications or loans where you're doing the lending. It could be partnerships and you get share in profits. I've had funds where you can buy, where they buy up bad credit card debt, buy it up for dirt cheap and then turn around and then they make great returns and they pay you a set interest rate, And so there's all kinds of things you can do, that can create money. The thing is, when you understand the way the world is, and most of these things, even the ones that say maybe they only pay you 6%, usually there's some sort of back-end benefit that'll get you at least an 8 to 10% plus return on your money. And the cool thing is a lot of these will even pay you cash flow. Not just growth, but actual cash flow. So think about this. This is where it's a big difference between mutual funds. Because even if you happen to save up $2 million in mutual funds, say it's $2 million, you try to live on 3%, that's only $60,000 a year. That's in today's dollars. If this is down the road, $60,000 is not going to mean squat, right? We know that the dollar is becoming worth less and less every day. But here's the thing is that, say you have that same $2 million, instead of getting $60,000 a year, that's paying 2%. That's now paying you $200,000 a year. That can make a drastic difference. And depending on what kind of investment you do, sometimes there's even some tax benefits that can even lessen your tax burden when you get that income. So you get to keep more of that money. See, there's so many cool things that can happen. So again, I know I took quite a bit of a time just going into this, but I want you guys to know that there are many solutions and not all these solutions are answered for you. Each of you have your own unique recipe of how you would best do this. Each of you have your own unique way of what's best for you based on your goals and objectives and based on who you are and what you would enjoy doing. You'll have different ways that you want to invest. And that's perfectly cool because not everybody should be investing the same way. You should invest just like me, nor should any of my clients invest just exactly like each other. You each have your own unique way of doing it. By the way, if you're in a situation like, Chris, I want to know how to get my money working for me, reach out to me. Shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com, and say, Chris, I want to know what I could do in my situation. Like, what's possible here? Because honestly, there's, for many of you, there's way bigger hope than you even think is possible. And we're just talking about the stuff you can see. Sometimes there's money that's available to you that you just didn't realize you could access. And that's the kind of things that we talk about. So anyways, you got a question on that? You can just shoot me an email. Guys, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. I hope this is educational, but also inspirational, that it gives you the hope that there is more out there. You are not locked into what financial advisors give you. You have options, you have choices, and you can create cash flow today. Guys, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. See you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.